When you took me out to Sioux Country, I will go travel through the air and go home to my father. Remember that when the leaves turn yellow, we shall part forever. Late that fall, oldest living bull blinking his eyes, and his friend, the one who would always be chief, went on a war party against the Sioux, just the two of them. They had found a Sioux camp on Pine Creek. Pine Creek flows out of Buffalo, Wyoming, the present site of Buffalo, Wyoming. And unknown to the two Crow warriors, they had run into a large camp. And they raided the Sioux camp furthest upstream. And when they stole some horses, they had been found out, and the Sioux started giving them chase. And they chased them to the present site of Ten Sleep, Wyoming. Been found out when they were stealing some horses. As a result, they shot a few Sioux. The stealing of the horses and the shooting had stirred up a hornet's nest. Many Sioux had started to chase the two friends. They were trying to head north towards the Bighorn River, but they were cut off, and the Sioux were slowly catching up with the two Crows. Near the present site of Ten Sleep, Wyoming, bullets started kicking up the ground under their horses, and they were looking for a place to make a stand, but could discover none until they came to a deep ravine. They rode into that ravine as if it were the best spot on the world, and they started to set up a breastworks with logs and boulders. Now the Sioux had completely surrounded the two friends. The Sioux charged, but they were driven back. When their line broke, the one who would always be chief charged their lines, one against hundreds, and in spite of such odds, drove them away, and soon came back into the ravine. And now his friend, oldest living bull blinking his eyes, charged the enemy lines and drove them back. And all day long, one after the other, the two friends charged the enemy and drove them back. The fighting had been fierce, and the two friends had run out of ammunition for their pistols and were running low on with their muskets. As the two friends were passing each other, and the one who would always be chief was about to charge at the enemy, he yelled at his friend, "On this trip I shall not return. Try to save yourself. Remember that nothing is everlasting except the above and below." While oldest living bull, blinking his eyes, was in the ravine, he took longer than usual to load his muzzle loader, because he was retrieving some arrows to use on his charge against the enemy. When he came up on the ravine, he saw that his friend was further in the Sioux hordes than usual, and he saw that they were swarming all over him. He tried to reach his friend, but he could not. Finally, the Sioux had killed the one who would always be chief, and they waved his war bonnet in the air and started celebrating. After the Sioux had killed the one who would always be chief, they no longer wanted to fight oldest living bull blinking his eyes. His medicine was powerful, they were sure, and therefore they avoided further conflict with him. Oldest living bull blinking his eyes now returned home. His heart was heavy and his face painted black for the one who would always be chief, who was worth all the Sioux that ever lived. He remembered how his friend wanted to die, and his heart had fallen to the ground, and he could not bring himself to go on the warpath anymore after that. He could not die, but he could not live either. Life was no good anymore after that. The following are honor songs for some Crow chiefs, among them Plenty Coup, Pretty Eagle, Sits Down Spotted, Happy Yellow Face, and many more.